you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Welcome to another beautiful spring day on the Upper Texas Gulf Coast, everybody. Wow, have we had a gorgeous spring so far? What? You know, usually, by now, the middle of April, the onshore flow from the Gulf of Mexico, it starts pushing the cool fronts to the east, and we're already mired down in 88-degree temperatures and high humidity, but that just hasn't happened so far this year, has it? Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not stupid enough to believe for a minute that Houston has suddenly turned into Southern California. You know, we're going to have 75-degree days all summer long. As a matter of fact, every time we get another one of these cool fronts, like this weekend, and the weather is absolutely delightful, like it is today, I always turn to my wife and I say, wow, we got to enjoy this while we can. It won't be long before it's hotter than a smokehouse at Belleville Meat Market, and it'll stay that way for 6 months. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to get outside this weekend. I'm going to soak up these cool days while I can. I've even started rolling the windows down on my truck when I'm out driving around, just so I can feel the cool air. And in doing so, I've noticed something rather interesting. When I roll down the windows on my truck, I find myself looking a little more carefully at other drivers to see if they've done the same thing. And I must admit, I'm kind of surprised to notice how very few people do it. Roll their windows down, that is. Now, I know it creates a lot of wind noise that we're kind of used to filtering out. And honestly, as a society, we've just kind of gotten used to leaving our windows rolled up, letting the air conditioner keep us comfortable, haven't we? Plus, the wind does mess up your hair. Not that that's a problem for me, but I do understand that it's important to some people. But when I was a kid, growing up in the early 50s, we didn't even have air conditioning in our cars, so we always rolled the windows down. In fact, the very first car that had AC in our family was a 55 Chevy, if I remember correctly, and I'm pretty sure I do. I even recall taking a family vacation up north one summer. Now, this was the early 60s, but we were driving a 1960 Ford Falcon with factory-installed air conditioning. And we stopped at a gas station in Pennsylvania. So the service station jockey comes out to fill up the gas tank. Yeah, they really did do that back in the day. No self-serve stations in those times. But anyway, this guy at the service station popped the hood to check the oil. Yeah, they did that too when they filled it up. And he saw the AC compressor in the engine well. And he yelled at my dad, wow, do you have a supercharger on this engine or something? He'd never seen a factory-installed air conditioner on a car before. I guess that was a feature that still wasn't considered all that important up north. You know, it doesn't get as hot in the summer up there as it does in the south. Dad just kind of smiled at him and said, no, that's an air conditioner. Guy looked at him like he'd lost his mind, and he said, on a car? You have an air conditioner on a car? Of course, that was over 50 years ago. And drivers have just kind of become accustomed to leaving the windows up in this day and age. Even when the weather's perfect, even when the temperature outside is just exactly what we would set the AC to be on the inside of the car. Besides, I found that if you roll your windows down, the wind noise makes it a lot harder to hear the radio, and we certainly wouldn't want to do that, now would we? And that very thing happened to me just this past week when I was running some errands one afternoon. I'd rolled the windows down to take in the fresh air. It was about 75 degrees. It was a beautiful day. I was listening to Michael Medved, who is my favorite, by the way, and he was trying to make a point about the possibility of Donald Trump firing Robert Mueller, you know, the special counsel in the Russia investigation. And I was only going about, 30 or 40 miles an hour. But the wind noise forced me to turn up the radio so loud that I swear pedestrians could probably tell what radio station I was listening to. Not that I'm ashamed of listening to this radio station or even the political viewpoints of Michael Medved. It was just very loud. So I can understand when people don't want to roll their windows down and fight that wind noise just to hear the radio. Oh, and by the way, as a professional broadcaster for over 50 years now, may I respectfully ask that you do listen to the radio as opposed to other devices like your iPod or even your phone plugged into your car's sound system? Because I think live radio is still an important source of up-to-date information in today's society. You know, where 24-hour news channels have sped up the news cycle so dramatically. Not that I'm opposed to new media. Heck, my company, Edgewater Studios, is a big part of the new media in the 21st century. We feature podcasts of this show on our website, for just one example. And my daughter, Skylar, is our lead website designer. We're building websites for people all over the world. My son, Derek, is the mastermind behind search engine optimization and pay-per-click services that we offer to our website clients, and lots of other things that nobody could have even imagined 50-plus years ago when I first started radio. But I think the death of live local radio would just be a tragedy, kind of like the death of newspapers is a tragedy. Look, I understand you can read the same articles online that you can in a printed version of the newspaper, but there are lots of young people who have grown up getting their news from other sources that, candidly, don't have the journalistic integrity that most newspapers demand. So traditional newspapers are slowly disappearing, and I think that's tragic. So please, listen to this radio station for live programming, local talk, because I think it would be a sad day indeed if stations like this one disappeared the way newspapers are going out of business these days. But again, I'm not against 21st century technological innovations. I might be old, but I'm not one of those old stodgy coots who yells, "I miss the good old days." To me, these are the good old days, as Carly Simon once sang. And I embrace new technology, including new cooking technology. After all, this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, isn't it? So today, we're going to talk about a 21st century cooking innovation that many of you have already embraced, but I'm more than just a little bit ashamed to admit I have not embraced pellet grills. Actually, we were inspired to do this topic by my old radio buddy, Fred Olson, ironically enough. He and I were Hudson and Harrigan, respectively, for 30 years in that old media we call radio. Fred was our last guest on the show last week, as he frequently is, and will be again this week. And his very last comment was something like, "Next week I'll tell you about my new pellet grill." And that gave us a light bulb moment here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. We thought to ourselves, why not do an entire episode on pellet grills? So that's exactly what we're going to do today. You know, more traditional backyard chefs, people who love to play with their food. Remember when Mom used to say, "Don't play with your food, Randy." That's not what I mean. In this case, I mean people who enjoy the process of cooking outdoors. Foodies, if you will. Rick Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. Rick wants to be more hands-on, and I mean literally. Rick will tell you that pellet grills are so easy to use that for him, they take all the fun out of grilling. Or even smoking. And I respect that opinion. You'd expect that from old moderate Randy, right? And if you're one of those people, more power to you. But as for me, this is one of those instances where I embrace the 21st century new technology. Anything that makes the cooking process easier is a good thing in my mind. Plus, cooking with a pellet grill is almost foolproof. And there's no bigger fool than old Randy, especially when it comes to outdoor cooking. I can mess up the meat faster than just about anybody. And that's why we're going to tap into the expertise of Chris Goodlander at Lone Star Grills in Willis, and we'll hear Fred's pellet grill story too. So roll down the windows on your car, crank up the volume on your radio, and let's enjoy this nice cool weather while we can. Because it won't be long before... Well, you know what I mean.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
We're happy to make welcome Chris Goodlander of Lone Star Grills with a Z in Willis. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good.
How's the family?
Excellent.
Did the boys hunt down all the Easter eggs, or did you have to send the dog out in the backyard to find them?
Well, we have the older one, and then he got most of them, and then the little ones, they're still trying to catch on to the whole Easter egg thing.
You know, if you don't find all of the Easter eggs on Sunday afternoon, you can just blow it off and wait until about Tuesday or Wednesday, then they'll be real easy to find.
Exactly right. That's why we count them first.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we don't stop hunting until we've got the same count we started with.
Well, I hope you had a good Easter, bud. It's good to talk to you.
Excellent.
Chris is a master at metal fabrication, and we've talked about this before, but let's start out by having you tell our audience how you acquired that skill.
It's self-taught, out of necessity. You know, we started out with the basic tools that, you know, any welder would have, you know, your welder, your cutting torch, and soon you learn that those tools aren't all you need. And you acquire new skills, and you have to teach yourself these new skills. And we've gotten to the point now where we're a fully automated CNC fab shop.
And Lone Star Grills has a metal shop that rivals anything you see on those reality TV shows like Texas Metal. So tell us about your metal shop. What kinds of equipment do you have back there?
Well, we've got the standard that's out there everywhere. It's going to be the MIG welder. That's what all of our products are assembled with. So we've got a dozen or more of the MIG welders and skilled operators operating those welders. Plasma torches, that's the newest technology. We don't even own oxyacetylene torches anymore. Everything's done with plasma. And then we've got some of the higher tech things like the laser cutters or the high definition plasma cutters. Those are CNC operated. We draw out the parts for our products on 2D CAD programs, take that out to the machine, and the machine cuts that out with the utmost precision. And then those CNC cut parts are taken over to a press break that allows us to fold the material. So instead of joining 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces, we can put it into the press break, and it's programmed to make specific bends. So we're putting out a more precise product, and we're doing less assembly, less sub-assemblies, and just makes everything come together nice, tight, and clean and neat.
Why is that precision so important, Chris?
Well, for a couple of reasons. Number one, we want to put out the best products possible. So we want to start out with the best possible equipment. And it makes our job easier when these CNC machines are accurate to within a 10,000th of an inch. So when we cut out a circle that goes on the end of a smoker, it's going to be the same each and every time, and so that it just fits like a puzzle pieces. That makes our labor less expensive. That means we can produce more product in the same amount of time as it would to do it the old school way, basically by hand. So higher precision, better products, less labor, less cost. I can transition that to a lower cost to the consumer.
Lone Star Grills has a full line of smokers and grills to choose from that you manufacture right there on site. So give us your basic product line for smokers and grills.
We've got the traditional old school pipe grill, well, pipe smoker, I should say, to start with. So the offset smokers, people call them stick burners sometimes because you use sticks of wood to fire them. It's the one that everybody's familiar with. You've got the firebox on one end, and then you've got the horizontal pipe where you cook in. So that's the basic product that we start out with, and we sell those all day, every day, all over the place, all over the world. But then we've got some variations of that. We've got a vertical design with the offset firebox, so same basic principle, little different design smoker. And then we've got a few other variations where we combine the two, So that's our bread and butter. That's what we sort of started with, and that's what most people are familiar with. But then there's some newer technology out there and some things that are starting to catch on a little bit more, and that's the insulated cabinet smoker. A lot of people will come in my showroom and they look at it, and their first impression is it's a refrigerator because it's got stainless doors on it. And that's it. That's the reaction. And I think you've been to my showroom and you sort of had the same reaction when you first saw it. And to be honest with you, it does. It doesn't really look like a smoker, especially to people that aren't familiar with it. But that's the newest thing. That's what a lot of people are going to. They are set it and forget it. They run for 20 to 30 hours without having to add more fuel to them.
Wow.
And you can start it up on Friday night, put the food on, come back on Saturday afternoon and pull it off and it's ready. I mean, it's almost that easy. And you get the same flavors you can get off the traditional one. So those are our basic smokers, and we make a couple of different grills, you know, the traditional pipe grill. And then we've got some that are stainless steel that are a little bit higher end, have some adjustability to them. And then we've got the fire pits that we make. We make fire pits, the traditional outdoor Texas fire pits. We make those and several other products that go along with them.
Now, the last time you were on the show, Chris, we never really got around to talking about trailer pits. And you guys build those from scratch, too. Is that right?
That's correct. Any of the smokers we make, we can put them on a trailer. We can also combine those trailers with the grills we just talked about, the insulated smokers. We basically have four models of trailer pits that we start with, but we can customize them in hundreds of different configurations. So we start out with four basic sizes, four basic layouts, and then the sky's the limit, really. We can put charcoal grills, gas grills, Santa Maria grills. We can put the insulated smokers that I just mentioned, or the pipe grills. We can custom paint them. We do them with your team color. We can do them with your company colors, your company logos. We laser cut the logos out. So we can start out and get the very basic $5,000 trailer grill, and we can take that and we can turn it into, you know, a representation of your company, your product, or, you know, your favorite sports team when you take it out tailgating.
And I even noticed a double axle trailer and one with a spare tire, for crying out loud.
We can do just about anything. And we're licensed to manufacture trailers, and we're also a licensed dealer. So any of these trailers that we build, you know, you leave our shop with temporary tags, your registration, and your taxes are already paid. Just like buying a car, the license plate gets mailed to you, and the state will mail you the title.
And another product that you mentioned just a moment ago was fire pits. Now, you got a lot of different styles and sizes. I even noticed one circular fire pit with what looked like a footrest all the way around. Is that to keep your toesies warm on a cold winter night?
That's the idea behind it, and quite honestly, that's our most popular design.
Is that right?
Absolutely. I make a lot of different designs on the fire pits. That's the Texas original. That's the one that... that's our bread and butter. We sell those all day, every day, and we can customize them. The ones you saw sitting out there were rather plain, and if you want a plain one, that's great. We have them. They're cash and carry. You show up, you find one you like, and we can load it up. But that same customization that we can do on the trailers or the barbecues, I can put your name around that footrest. We can put different emblems to represent yourself, your family, your business. We do a lot of them that are... company logos or your ranch name. So we can take that basic concept and really turn it into, you know, your own personal piece of art.
And I also noticed that you can put schools on there like UT or A&M. But Chris, can you do one with TCU on it for me?
I believe I've got that. Absolutely. To be honest with you, the most interesting ones, and I don't quite understand this, are the ones that have the A&M and the UT on the same one. I don't really know how those go together so well, but, you know, those are the ones that catch my attention.
A house divided, I believe, is the term they use.
That is absolutely right.
And we should remind listeners that all these items have top-of-the-line workmanship, top-of-the-line durability, but Lone Star Grills also offer some very affordable financing. Right, Chris?
Absolutely. We try and make everything affordable to begin with. That goes back to the CNC equipment and all that precision that we do to try and lower our costs. But in the event that you need to finance something, we do offer some financing options as well, out to 36 months.
Well, one of the most popular new cookers on the market these days is the pellet grill. And it's a topic of conversation today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. So can you hang around for another segment? Let's talk about pellet grills, Chris.
Absolutely.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Haynes.
We're back now on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show with our good friend Chris Goodlander, who owns and operates Lone Star Grills with a Z on I-45 in Willis. Just happens to be one of the sponsors of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, too. And today's show is centered around pellet grills. So our first question is the obvious one, Chris. Do you manufacture pellet grills in that metal shop at Lone Star Grills?
We don't manufacture pellet grills here, but we do sell them. We have a couple of brands that we represent, so we can certainly help you out with your pellet smoker needs, as well as supply you with the cooking pellets to go along with them.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. First of all, tell us the brand name pellet grills that you offer at Lone Star Grills.
We have two brands that we offer here. First would be our Memphis pellet grill, which is a made in America product. It's all stainless steel, top of the line. You can even control this grill with your phone through a Wi-Fi app. We also carry the Louisiana pellet grill, which has a really varied product line, all the way from an entry-level unit up to a really high-end 304 stainless steel pellet grill. We have something for just about everybody as far as the pellet grills are concerned.
Now, do you own a pellet grill yourself, Chris?
I have owned several of them. I don't currently have one at my own residence, but I have a pretty extensive experience cooking on them.
Well, then, what did you find yourself cooking on a pellet grill most often?
For me, the pellet grill was really an excellent substitution to a gas grill. It wasn't my all-time favorite thing to use for everything, but I found myself using that on those weeknights when I needed to fire up something quick, and I almost completely forgot I owned a gas grill. It's as easy as firing up the gas grill, but you're cooking with real wood. So 5 minutes, the grill is heated up. I can throw hamburgers, hot dogs, whatever, you name it, and it was ready to go, and it's a set it and forget it. It has a digital controller. Most of them all have digital controllers now, so I can punch in that I want the grill at 350, and it's going to maintain the temperature at 350. So that, for me, it was the go-to in those instances.
Can you use any brand of hardwood pellets in a pellet grill, or do you need to use vendor-specific pellets for each individual pellet grill brand?
You don't need to use vendor-specific, but you do need to make sure that they're food-grade. So almost every vendor makes their own pellets, but quite honestly, as long as they're food grade, anyone will work in any of the others.
What does that mean?
Food grade?
Yes.
Well, the pellet smokers were born out of the necessity. They were invented by manufacturers of pellet stoves and pellet heaters, and they needed something to offset their winter sales of pellet furnaces, so they came up with the grill.
Ah.
There are pellets out there on the market that are used in stoves. Those aren't food grade. You don't want to use any of those. Those are byproducts. Those are recycled materials. You want to make sure that you're using something that's specifically for food grade. So any of the brands that are branded by grills, those are all going to be food grade. So any of those are interchangeable. You want to stay away from the cheap, unbranded ones. You want to stay away from any of them that are used in home heating. Those aren't food safe. They're going to have byproducts in them, and they're going to have fillers and binders that you just don't want to be cooking with.
And are all the pellets the same length and diameter?
They are a universal size. They basically look like rabbit feet. Anybody that's ever had a pet rabbit, if you know what that looks like, that's exactly what they look like.
Well, that sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, it could be.
So what type of wood pellets are available? Mesquite, oak, what?
You name it. That's one of the beauties of the pellet grill is you can get any flavor wood, and they're readily available. If you can't get them at your local hardware store, you can get them at any of the grill specialty shops carry them. But I was even in my local Kroger the other day and saw pellets and a wide variety of flavors. So they're so readily available, and I can go from grilling on mesquite pellets today to smoking a brisket tomorrow with a peach or a cherry or an apple, whereas a traditional smoker, you're just not going to be able to source those woods so readily and stock them. You know, I can keep a 50-pound bag of pellets much easier than I can keep a whole quart of cherry wood.
Well, what's the most exotic wood pellets that you've ever sold?
Well, I don't know if they're exotic, but they're not really common around here, like the alders, some things that you would see much more common in the Northwest with fish, things like that. We just don't have that kind of in cherry as well, cherry. And those are things that just aren't readily available to us here in Texas. So I wouldn't necessarily call them exotic, just things that we're not familiar with. And really, that's so nice because now you can experiment with different flavors that you just wouldn't go down to your local corner and buy alderwood or cherry or any of those. And another one that's really that I really like are the Jack Daniel's whiskey barrel. They take old whiskey barrels, they turn them into wood pellets, and you're just not going to find whiskey barrels that you can smoke with so readily as you can with a pellet.
Can you mix those different pellets like hickory or applewood or whiskey barrels like you would seasonings or spices on a brisket rub?
Absolutely. Again, that's what is so nice about it. It's easy to do those things. They actually sell blends of pellets that you can buy readily blended, or you can blend your own if you want.
Can you compare hickory versus mesquite or pecan pellets for us? So would you use different kinds of wood pellets depending upon the meat you're cooking, you know, for beef, chicken, pork, or fish?
Absolutely. The rule of thumb is the heavier the meat, the heavier the smoke. So you would use a fruit wood if you're using like chicken or fish. You may use like a apple, maybe a peach. And if you're using a something, if you're smoking something really large, like maybe a brisket or a pork shoulder, you may go to an oak, a hickory, or maybe even a mesquite to get more of a smoke flavor.
How do pellet grills compare in price to a tube smoker or an insulated smoker like you build at Lone Star Grills?
The pellet smokers start out at less than $1,000. I think you can pick one up for $700-$800, and they can go all the way up as much as the smokers that we manufacture, just depending on the features and the brand.
Now, if this question is dumb, just consider the source. It's old Randy. I don't know anything about pellet grills. I'm not ashamed to ask the stupid questions that other people are too embarrassed to admit they don't know the answers to. So I'm going to ask this question.
Sure.
Do the pellets need to be replaced from time to time?
The pellets are consumed through the process of cooking. So, yes. The pellet grill will hold anywhere from 15 to 30 pounds of pellets at a time, and it's constantly being fed into a firebox. It's an actual fire inside the pellet grill. And so depending on what temperature you cook at is going to depend upon the rate that they're consumed, and you'll continually have to feed them. You may only have to feed it once if you're cooking really low and slow, or if you're grilling hot and fast, you may need to fill it periodically while you're cooking.
See, I told you it's a dumb question. But when we buy a bag of pellets and don't use them all, does the humidity in Houston affect the pellets if we leave them in an open bag in the garage?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to leave them in an open bag in the garage. You'd want to store them in a pail, a bucket, or at least roll the bag back up at a bare minimum and keep the top from getting any moisture in there, because it's essentially a sawdust. The pellets start out as a sawdust, and they're compressed into these little pellets. Once you get them wet, they will expand back into the sawdust, and they're no good.
So you just answered my next question was, do the pellets ever go bad? Obviously they do. So do you change the pellet grill setup to grill burgers as opposed to smoking a brisket or a rack of ribs?
Each pellet grill is a little different in how they operate. You typically are not going to have to change the whole setup. Essentially, if the pellet grill is set up to be able to do direct cooking, you're going to have some sort of a damper inside there that you'll just simply move to do direct cooking versus indirect cooking. I can't speak for all the manufacturers out there, but typically most of them are pretty simple to adjust from going from direct grilling to indirect grilling.
This has been Chris Goodlander of Lone Star Grills with a Z on I-45 in Willis. What's your website, Chris?
LoneStarGrills.com.
And don't forget the phone number. Some of us are so old, we like that one-on-one contact with other human beings.
Absolutely. 936-344-6151.
And give us exact directions on how to get to Lone Star Grills.
I-45 North, exit 102. Make a U-turn. We're a mile and a half on your right-hand side.
Thanks for being a sponsor here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Chris, give our best to your lovely wife, Amber, and those three boys of yours.
Thank you very much.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Here's my oldest and dearest friend in the radio business and my 30-year partner on the Hudson and Harrigan Show. It's Fred Olson. How you doing, pal?
Man, 30 years. Look at the run we had, brother.
It is.
You know how many people wish, you know, going, I'm going to be here 30 years and I'm going to have a great time and they're going to take care of me and I'm going to have the greatest audience in the world. Would you take that job?
Yeah. Unless it was in a prison.
Well, a captive audience one way or the other. Right?
You know, there are not a whole lot of people in this world who can say that they work with their best friend. but I can. And on top of that, we worked together for over 40 years altogether. And I recall the first time I ever met you. I tell this entire story in my book, Houston's Morning Show, The True Story of Hudson and Harrigan. It was a radio station in Dallas in 1975. But you were always really a down-to-earth, what-you-see-is-what-you-get kind of guy. And then you went off into all those character voices, and I realized how talented you were. And that's a really rare combination, because a lot of the really talented radio people are egomaniacs.
Well, you know, people naturally assume since you've been on the radio that you're a gifted speaker, you can do this or that, and I look at them and go, I know a lot of guys and men and women in the business who can't read past a cue card.
Yeah.
And I don't want to denigrate that, because they never got thrown into the fire like you and I did when we were younger. You know, I get to Dallas, right, and it's, what, 73?
Yeah.
And I went from like a little market, 125th market, like South Bend, Indiana. Suddenly I'm in Dallas, so I'm with you and Christopher Hayes and Bo Weaver and Kevin McCarthy, and I'm with this brain trust, right, and I'm just a little kid. But you made me accountable. I loved that. I absolutely loved it. In fact, there was a time I wanted to not be on the air, but I wanted to be a production guy. I wanted to do just commercials. And I'm glad I got talked out of that.
I am too. Well, the first order of business is to find out, how did the Jim Bob uninvited house guest story turn out? How long did it take you to get Bev to unlock the bedroom door and come out?
Well, after the screaming subsided, I think about a half an hour of promising to do some honeydews.
So did Jim Bob stay for several days, or were you able to come up with some kind of story about needing to go out of town and get rid of him?
No, I said that Costco was giving away free samples and Katie.
I have to ask, Fred, does he make this a habit? Does he just drop by the house uninvited like that all the time?
Occasionally. That's why I should have built a taller fence. You know, they're talking about the wall. Yeah, I got a whole other meaning for that.
You know, you need to consider joining an organization that has really done wonders for Cindy and me. It's called Witness Protection.
Well, I joined the NRA. Again, after all this stuff went down, I called him up and said, I'm in. Send me the stuff. I did.
Well, Jim Bob hasn't found us yet. I'm just saying. Okay, well, today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show was actually inspired by you.
Really?
Yes. You just mentioned in passing that you'd bought a new pellet grill, and you offered to tell us all about it. So we just decided we'd do an entire show on pellet grills. So we've already talked to Chris Goodlander out at Lone Star Grills, and he told us quite a bit. But before we do that, let's lay some groundwork here. How many cookers did you already have out on the deck before you bought the pellet grill?
One, two, three.
And what are they?
I've got a old Uvalde smoker, mm-hmm. which is an offset smoker. Then I've got a gas grill. Then I've got a Tejas rolling fajita grill, which is a charcoal big roller.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real heavy, but it's a great, you can do offset cooking. That is what I was doing up until this point a lot of times. And or grilling burgers are doing a massive amount of things. And you can roll it out of the way, and it's, you know, built like a tank.
Yeah.
So everything I have is big and bold and bulky. And it has wheels on it, thank goodness. That's the secret. So, but then this one came along. A lot of my friends who smoke meat and are great at it, I mean, they're really good, and they're scientific about it, what they buy, what the rub they put on, and what they do and what they don't do. And then I see them kind of slowly but surely going to pellet grills. And I went, wait a minute, you guys were all about, you know, poking the fire every, you know, half an hour,
yeah.
checking the temp, and they go, well, this is just so much easier. And then it gets down to the kind of rub you use, kind of meat you buy, you know, what you like to cook. So I decided after about 3-4 months of research to pull the trigger on a grill for my birthday. So I got it, and they delivered it on an 18-wheeler and dropped it at the curb out here, which is interesting because I don't have a curb. And I put it together and did the burn-in and fired up some baby back ribs the same day.
Okay, this next part is the biggest challenge for me,
yeah.
and that is putting the new thing together. Now, my father was one of those guys who could take apart or put together just about anything. His mantra was always, we don't need those stinking instructions, man. But I inherited absolutely none of that ability, even with the instructions. I seriously struggle to assemble something like a pellet grill without winding up with the lid on upside down or something like that. So you put it together yourself, is that right?
Yes, it comes in and a certain amount of parts, and there's some electrical components. This is also a Wi-Fi pellet grill, which is kind of cool because I've got an app where I can monitor it from the house or across the country. I can turn it off or on. It's very consistent with its temp. When I set it at 250 for 4 to 8 hours, it's right at 250, 251, whatever, for that length of time. But yeah, what I did was I took my iPad out in the barn, and I unboxed this whole thing, laid out the screws and the nuts and bolts and the covers and the exhaust fan, all this kind of stuff. And I just set up my iPad and clicked on the assembly movie. And I slowly but surely stopped, back it up and go, what was that again?
Yeah.
See, flat washer, lock washer, nut. Okay, I'll do it that way. And, but I took patience, and normally I'd be very, I want to get things done really fast. And I thought, you know what, this is the last cooker I'm going to buy. I'm going to take my own sweet time and get to know it inside and out. So I just took my time with it and had fun. So now I know how it works.
So you said you did a burnout? Is that what you called it?
Yeah, you burn it in. You crank it up to about 400 and put a bunch of the pellets in the auger, and you let it do a burn-in to get rid of any potential manufacturing things in it that might be. You just, like you would, I think, on any kind of a grill, you kind of burn it in and get it seasoned, as it will.
So what was the first thing you cooked on it?
I had some baby backs that have been sitting in the freezer way too long, unfortunately, but they turned out pretty darn good. They were, I just seasoned them up, let them sit, and said, you know, let them assume room temperature, put them on there for about 4 hours at 250, and the wife loved them, and that's what counts.
Yeah, so they turned out just the way you hoped they would.
Yeah, in fact, today I'm going to prep a chicken. Have you ever heard of it's called spatchcock chicken?
No.
Well, you take out the back, you cut down either side of the back, you take the back out, and you flatten it. Season both sides of it really good, and you flatten it down, and you open it up butterfly almost, and then you grill it like that. So I'm going to do one of those tonight.
When do we eat?
Well, the way I've been cooking, probably 8 o'clock.
Well, what surprised you most about the pellet grill?
Really, the ease of putting it together. I thought it was going to be more difficult. I thought I would need two people to do it because they tell you to get two people, but I managed to do it, lift it up and put it together, and weighs a couple hundred pounds, but it's on wheels, so you know that helps. Plus, I have a tractor handy just in case I needed to lift it up. But the ease of, I don't know, surprised me most is how simple it is to just turn it on and walk away, because I like to, every half hour when I'm using charcoal or something, I'm always out there putting another handful in, and I'm checking on it, and having an adult beverage at the same time, and kind of, and I like that process too. But I also like doing a brisket, putting it on at, you know, 6 at night, and it'll be done at 6 the next morning. I like that idea too, and I don't have to go out and mess with it. I can monitor it on my iPhone. So
there's breakfast.
That's it, and I like that the fact that when you, again, meat is not cheap. And you can make a mistake by missing, you know, letting it get too smoky in a regular smoker or not cooked enough. And my thought, if I'm spending that much for a brisket or for let's say, a prime rib, a smoked prime rib, man, I want it done right.
Almost 50 years ago, I met this guy, Fred Olson, and he and I have literally spent a lifetime talking about anything and everything on the radio. And now here we are talking about pellet grills.
Well, I check them out and see what the size you need, see what you like. And I mean, who's your sponsor again? I checked out his website. Tell me his name again.
Lone Star Grills. Just talk to him.
Let me give them a plug because, you know, I'm a researcher and I went to their website, man. It blew me away. They have fire pits. They've got smokers. They've got pellet grills, and they carried high-end good stuff. I just want to give him a plug because I went right to his website last week and I went, wow. So anyways, it's quality setup they got up there. So kudos to him and kudos to you for having him on the show. And I hope they sell a bunch of stuff. And if you are interested in the pellet grill, go talk to this guy because they carry a great brand.
I love you, buddy. Say hello to Bev. Let's talk next week, okay?
Hey, let's do that.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?